The train headed for Sunset City will be departing soon.
Oh, see, now that's a clean transition right there. Because we had the little opening credit thing, and I made sure that we'd go on the logo. That's awesome. You should be proud of me.
And just, you know, sitting there patting his own back right there.
Well, someone's got to fucking pat it. It remains unpatted.
Well, my arm doesn't reach that far, okay? If I would, I could.
All right, I got you, pal. I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you. Hang on. Let me just flip you over. And you can... There you go. Okay, actually, that didn't look like patting my on the back at all. That just looks like I'm getting fucked. We're going to leave it be. We're not going to worry about it. We're not going to worry. We've got a couple of people watching on Twitch right now. Four people watching on Twitch.
Okay, I am seeing this on a delay, and I'm just seeing like how you tried doing that, and you could have just
ignore it.
Me on the layer below yours.
Ignore it. Just ignore it, all right? Forget the layers.
We're going to talk about this.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
We've got Frank back.
Is there something? Is there an action you wish for me to do? Because no.
I mean, you got that ball hand fist thing going on. Like you're ready to do some, you know, fucking death grip stuff going on. So I mean, like maybe
it's not happening. Not for free.
You could take care of some other. All right, fine. You get a share of the super chats.
That's all I ever wanted. As a guest.
Welcome everybody to Sunset City. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. With me today is, as per the usual, we've got Dylan.
Hey, that's me. Hello.
And we've also got Frank here again. Welcome back, Frank, for another discussive experience.
It's going to be a fun experience, and thank you for having me back. It's awesome.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. So, everybody, there are terms and conditions with this show, unlike other podcasts. You gotta follow the rules. Super chats will be read out at the end of the show. So if you don't, you know, get yours read immediately, that'll be why. So don't worry about it. It's all good. We'll definitely get to that. I'm thinking today's discussion of the inevitable TV show that we all watched will be spoiler-free, right? Are we thinking spoiler-free is good for this one? And then next week maybe we can...
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea. It'd be a good idea to keep the major points from, you know...
Yeah, because I'm not going to assume everyone has watched... Not to mention, the show's not out in the UK yet. It comes out tomorrow in the UK. So,
just... I don't understand
okay, well...
I don't understand it either.
I think this is the kind of show that you can't really spoil, but I would say maybe we could talk about some specific scenes, but I'll leave out anything that has to do with like the movie lore.
Sure.
You know,
there
like
is
super important things.
Well, there's one thing in there that I wouldn't want spoiled for me. One thing in episode 4 that I would not want spoiled for me. But
are you talking about the joke?
No, I'm not talking about the... I'll DM you. I'll message you on Discord.
Okay, because right, I really want to send it to the... That. I want to talk about the joke that made me pause the show and have to do a double take about what they were saying.
I'll put it in the back rooms.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I sent it to you earlier, Frank. I was like, did you see this part?
Are we all in agreement that we don't talk about that, what I put in the back rooms?
Hold on, let me see.
Oh, shit, I gotta go into the back rooms.
That was supposed...
Don't
sure
say
was
it.
To be that?
Don't it. That is what that was. Yeah,
because it didn't look like that.
It did. He literally did. And they even said a little something beforehand, which we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about that today.
I didn't even interpret that as that.
You know what? I will type it in the chat because it's the thing I want to tell you.
Okay. All right.
Oh well, I said it.
Like we're cheating.
Other
I know that's what it was called, but I didn't think that that's... I didn't have any thoughts in my
brain
about that.
It does not matter, but...
okay, yeah, fine, that's fine.
It just don't bring it up. But the other thing is, this show is brought to you by our Patreons, our patrons over on Patreon. And we did take yesterday Patreon questions for Frank. We got one answer, because again, ooh, I posted it like 12 hours ago, but it is what it is. And that is from our Aussie friend Seaman, who says, "Long time no see, Frank. How's it going?"
It is going well. Mostly. Sometimes it's painful to be a fan of Knuckles, but you know what? Won't say that now.
Okay.
We've got a lot to say. Oh no, I did not just Tom, go away. We have Tom Topics in the same group chat as us, and I think I might have just spoiled it for him while explaining to you guys what not spoil.
Oh no.
Why would you check the back rooms?
Kind of like hating.
Why would you check the back rooms? Tom!
Angry.
Why would you check the back rooms? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You know we have a different group chat you could have just sent it to, right?
I know! I'm trying to do things officially. I'm trying to do things by the books, you know? Like by the rules set out by my previous tribe, trying to uphold their traditions.
Can I start with like a hot take?
Well, hold up. What's the first thing on the piss?
I don't care. I want to talk about Knuckles.
It's the main meat. It's the main meat.
The other stuff on the piss
the
isn't really...
Tube episode. Come on.
We got news to discuss, Dylan. I know you're excited.
It was four minutes long and it didn't really matter.
All right, okay, what do you got? We'll do that and then we'll go into news. This will be the teaser. This will be the prelude to the main subject. What do we think?
This is my hot take.
Okay.
I think the show was fine. I think it was okay. I don't despise it. I think it was fine. Like, I know everybody's, like, pissing themselves over it collectively. I don't know. I went into it, I was like, okay, that was fine.
I wasn't. I pissed in a toilet.
I still want to wait for when we get to the Knuckles series, segment. I mean, I've already uploaded the video, so anyone could already get the spoilers. Anyone that has seen my tweets probably has some idea of what I think, because I was kind of live-tweeting as I was watching. But I think it is good that you think this way, because it's going to make the show interesting. But, yeah. So, first item on the agenda, because Knuckles is going to be the big meat topic, alright? There's a new Tails Tube episode. Have you guys watched it?
Yeah.
Frank, what say you? Oh, you watched it?
Nick!
Did I just hear a Discord sound?
Yeah.
Oh, look who's trespassing on the show, but his mic doesn't work just yet. that would have been such a great surprise, but we now have you guys saying, "Oh, it's Nick!" And he can't even be heard audibly. I'll get your reactive image set up, pal. Don't worry about it. Hang on. People are going to be really happy when they can hear you. I can't wait for everyone to be able to hear you. Oh, he's in here to yell at you, isn't he? He's going to yell at you, Dylan.
Me?
Yeah, he's going to yell at you.
Okay, well, hi. Well, hello again.
Nick, you there?
We can hear him. I did not watch the new Tails Tube episode. Just get out there real quick.
No, it's not Nick, everybody. Don't worry, it's a different guy. We're not spoiling any surprises.
I didn't
definitely...
say Nick. I said Sonic.
Nick. Yes, the Sonic TV show from TV. You know what? You can sit in the room and he'll just... Where are you?
I will pull up the Tails Tube episode.
good podcast, everybody.
I can have a reference for things we that might be discussed about it.
Yeah, in the meantime, are you going to mute me and Dylan while you watch that?
No.
Okay, because I was gonna straight up talk about it.
Yeah, don't spoil it, Pop. Don't spoil the Tails Tube for us.
So are we just getting live reactions from Frank now? What is this? What is this show becoming?
No. What I was going to do is I was just going to have it up so that way I can see what was going on, and then I'll just hear your guys' summary on it.
Sure.
So
nobody
can hear me.
Oh, there you are. Hey.
There is a voice.
All right, now.
Hey. Dylan?
Yeah?
I told you he's going to yell at you. Where is... His Discord isn't showing up, though.
Dylan?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hi.
No.
No.
Welcome to my world, Dylan. I had 3 years of this.
Okay, thanks for stopping by, buddy.
Where is he? Why is he not showing up, though? That would have been so cool.
He just left, so it's gone.
Oh, it's over. That was the most bigged up thing ever.
It's fine. You know what it feels like to me? It feels like Sonic Movie 1 from an alternate timeline, where Knuckles was the one who got here instead of Sonic. Like, ignoring the Sonic stuff at the beginning.
We will get to it.
It feels like Sonic Movie 1.
We will get to it. I promise you, we will get to it.
I think not quite as good.
We will get to it. How is it coming along with Tails Tube, Frank?
Well, I'm not listening to a word they say. I would rather listen to you guys.
All right, we'll just talk about it then. So basically, in the latest episode of We Are Clarifying Things That We Have Utterly Failed to Convey in the Actual Products, Tails gets Sonic and Shadow together for a mediation second. The two famously really don't like each other, they really don't get along, they don't have any kind things to say, and they've reluctantly worked together. But, like, at the end of the day, these two just, they cannot get along. And that's the whole thing.
Tails is the mediator in this relationship, because clearly it's off the rails. It's not going well. It's got to go well by the time Sonic X Shadow Generations comes out.
I mean, in the thumbnail, it looked like they were about to kiss, so I don't know. I thought it was going all right.
Well, I mean, Tails even makes a point of saying opposites attract as well. They're definitely baiting that crowd.
I am glad I was not the only one who thought that. I feel
that was
a little
my first thought. Sonic's giving him the eyes in the thumbnail and everything.
I think they are baiting that crowd deliberately. But I mean, okay, absolutely. So it's a fucking online thing, and after today's fiasco, I don't feel like I can really muster up that much energy towards this online little thing. But put it this way, after Sonic Prime nailed kind of the Shadow and Sonic dynamic, I felt like this was a very reductive version of that. And it's like, if this Tails Tube thing kind of serves to clarify, this is how these characters are, this is how this world is, and stuff like that, it's kind of frustrating to see Sonic and Shadow's dynamic kind of revert more to the Sonic Freeriders, Team Sonic Racing kind of thing. It's one of those things where, for me, like with a lot of this Tails Tube stuff, they're referencing the events of Sonic Adventure 2, they're showing bits from Sonic Adventure 2, all while completely kind of misinterpreting what their dynamic was in that game, and the kind of respect that they did hold for each other in the final story of that game. While here, it's just like, these two don't like each other. Actively kind of dislike each other. Cannot get along. Will squabble. Whereas I've kind of always preferred it as like, Shadow keeps himself to himself, Sonic is kind of more of an extrovert. I've always kind of preferred it that way.
Be fair about that. I don't want to play devil's advocate. I guess I'm playing devil's advocate today. They were showing stuff from Sonic Adventure 2, and I do feel like it's weird because there's literally dialogue in that game where Shadow's like, Sonic, I think you're the ultimate life form, bro. Right? I love you. And you know, but like, it only lasts for about 5 minutes, and then Shadow dies. No. And then after that, I feel like they've actually had more time in the games where they are just butting heads. You know, like obviously there's that bit of character development right at the end of SA2, but I can see why they would be like, oh, I don't like being around you because you're a funny man. And, you know, Sonic's just like, oh, come on, just be funny with me, not funny man. And I get where it's coming from. I don't think it's great.
Also, when Tails is like, you fought each other more often than not and stuff, it's like, they are not a bitchy couple that need counseling. They're two people that do have some respect for each other, but they're just...
I think they did show that. It's just they didn't really show it in a good way. You know, like, they tried to show
it. I didn't like how
it
was communicated. Also, Shadow, why does he remember this stuff? I thought he lost his memories of all this.
Well, I'm sure they told him at some point, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know if he could really comment. Like, what, is he just gonna... Yeah, that was the case. Okay.
They did it like 50 First Dates, where they just put in, like, a VHS, and, like, this is, like, all the memories of your life.
And that's then they started kissing again.
That's a good one. Yeah. He realizes he has... You know, never mind. Dude, 50 First Dates. Actually, I think one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies. That movie's very funny.
Yeah, I do like 50 First Dates.
It's because the absurdity of it. Like, they have this... Yeah. Like, they will not just tell her... I mean, I guess her memory resets every day, right? But it's like...
Yeah.
I like the absurdity of them pretending it's the same day over and over again.
It's like, kind of
that's just a lot.
If I remember it correctly, I remember it being one of the more heartfelt Adam Sandler films. But
yeah, I mean it's about being stuck in the past, whether it be willing or not, and you know, trying to break out of that, trying to live on and do what you need to do.
The thing, right? So like, yeah. But I've kind
of think about like what if, you know, they didn't have power one morning, so she couldn't watch the videotape. So she wakes up and she's like, "Where the fuck am I? Who are you people?" I feel like that'd be really traumatic for the kids, you know.
Oh wow! Yeah, you'd have to make sure there was power every single day in that house, or well, up until the end of the movie.
Hmm. Well, anyway,
The Sonic and Shadow thing. It was one of the thing with these Tails tube thingies, though, is we're going to be waiting a long time to see any of this take effect, because Sonic Frontiers, no secret, that game's a test bed, but like Tails tube 1 was all like, "Oh, we're giving you major revelations, Sonic, on the world, and there's humans in this world," but we haven't seen any humans since that. And then it's like, "This is how the Master Emerald works," but we still don't know who can and can't go super, or if high performs still matter and stuff like that. Like, they haven't really... They've given the illusion of clarification, but they haven't really done anything, because it still remains to be seen, if you get me. Like, and I think this Sonic and Shadow nonsense and stuff, like, I feel like if Tails Tube's only purpose is to just fill in the blanks, the question is more, why are there so many blanks in the first place, you know?
Because they, like, there's a massive chunk of continuity that they decided to not care about for about, like, 10 years.
Yeah, but now we need another...
It matters again.
We need another Tails tube where someone's like, "Dear Tails, what's that Final Horizon thing all about? Which is the canon ending?" And he's gonna be like, "Oh, well, see, so, like, timelines and shit, you know?" And so it goes. You know?
I feel like they wouldn't have made, like, an additional thing, like Final Horizons, if it wasn't supposed to be canon. Like, why bother?
I agree, but it's like, the fact is, like, there's still just more and more gaping holes piling up. Like, and I do not think Sega are any clearer on what they want to do with Sonic than they were before. I think the only difference is that they now have a writer who treats these characters with the utmost reverence, locked inside that little cage that he sits in to write these things with all his little restrictions and balls and chains.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
And
that's
it's never going to change as well. It won't get better.
You know?
In fact, it's getting
pessimistic viewpoint.
It's getting worse, in fact, because there was a time when if you didn't like the storytelling that Sega are mandating, you could just read an Archie comic or watch Sonic X or Boom or something. Nowadays, your options are the IDW comics, which has the same restrictions, or fucking Sonic Prime, or Sonic fucking Knuckles the series. Fucking, you got Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, or you got fucking Mrs. Brown's Boys. Pick your poison.
You said that, Mrs. Brown's Boys or whatever, and I don't know what that means.
It's the worst fucking TV show ever made. It's supposed to be a sitcom. It's an Irish show. It's fucking awful.
Oh, wow.
But,
all right.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's like one of those instances of, like, very broad comedy that is kind of lowest common denominator stuff, and I don't want to seem like a snob. If you genuinely find that stuff funny, good for you, but just, I cannot stand it. But okay, are we ready to move on to the next?
He won't judge you, but you're wrong.
No. I legitimately won't judge you. You're probably a smarter person than me for being able to appreciate the nuances in that kind of thing, where I just can't see him full stop. But
we're getting a correction. Scottish show.
Is it Scottish? I'm pretty sure it's Irish. Oh, it doesn't matter where it's from. It's shit. But. Okay, are we good for the Tails Tube thing? Do we want to move on to the next little news topic, which is a quick one?
Yeah, I don't have anything to say about Tails Tube, really. It's just a little funny
Irish
thing they do.
TV sitcom. So there you go.
There's your answer. All right, so the next bit of...
in like 12 minutes. It doesn't matter.
The next bit of news is there's allegedly been a leak that has revealed that Sonic Frontiers 2 is in the works, by which they mean new open zone game and they're just kind of calling it Sonic Frontiers because it's a sequel to Sonic Frontiers in terms of gameplay. This is by no means a revelation. Like, we all knew that this was happening. Like, from Kishimoto's tweets to the fact that this is meant to be, like, the next evolution of Sonic for the foreseeable future, we all knew this was going to happen. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have any doubts after they said all that stuff about, like, hey, this was the first step towards the future of Sonic. Like, I didn't think they were going to be like, you know, with Mania, where they were like, yeah, that worked really well, but we're not going to do it again until it's too late.
Like, and also, it's all made in-house at Sonic Team. They didn't get any, like, you know, third-party studios working on this that could say, hey, fuck you, I want more pay. You know, like, so, you know, and also, they are within their rights to ask for more pay if they do a good job. But,
just, like, the fact that it's... I don't get why it's news, though. You know, it's to me, it's like being like, wow, the sky is blue.
Yeah.
Of course they're making another game. Of course they are.
Yeah, it's something I've just seen floating around and stuff, and yeah, apparently some big reputable... I think it's Daniel RPK is the one that uncovered
this. It's the most nothing leak.
It's a nothing burger.
I mean, I know there's nothing to leak at this point. Like, oh, they're making a video game. Holy shit, Sega's never done that before.
Is this our way of saying slow news day?
No, because we do have something else.
Okay.
So, in the piss, we've got producer Toby Asher of the Sonic movie franchise promises that Sonic 3 will take lots and lots and lots of inspiration from Sonic Adventure 2, and we've also had Idris Elba saying that this one is made for the fans and it's full of Easter eggs, and I don't know if you can see what I put in parentheses there, but...
Yeah, I did see that.
I'm wondering...
That because he knows the Knuckles show is going to be a complete and utter fucking letdown. Pup's words.
I wrote that before I saw the show. I was just suspecting, like, if the rumors are true, they were probably aware that people would be kind of let down by it.
I need to just highlight how Pup has been talking about Sonic stuff lately. Like, I just get random DMs every so often, and he's just like, I've got a bad feeling about this. I've got a bad feeling about Sonic. And I'm like,
this is also rare for me, though. I'm usually, like, the sparkling light of Sunset City when it comes to, like... the, you know, being optimistic about the future. Or I was with the old cast anyway. Dylan, I feel like you're a little more hopeful than I am sometimes.
It depends on the day. But yeah, no, a little bit.
I remember the time Suris lectured me for saying I think the next game will be better. and that was in the final episode of the old cast. But yeah, there you have it. So I think what this means, if this is one for the fans and stuff, I think what this means is that we will get to see Sonic and Shadow fight in someone's backyard, so that would be cool.
Thank God.
Maybe Sonic will get...
Shadow's going to be in the movie.
Maybe Sonic will get thrown through another suburban household. Maybe outside of a shopping mall.
Honestly, you know what's... unexplained property damage. It's actually funny, I was joking. But like... it is kind of funny to say, oh, wow, Shadow's going to be in the movie. Because Knuckles, like, that was the whole thing with the Knuckles show, right? People are mad that Knuckles is not in it very much. And I understand. Like, that makes sense. Like, when you call a show Knuckles, you expect that he's going to be, like, the focal point.
I've seen some people say, well, I don't care if it has much Knuckles in it or not. I only care that it's good. But it's like, I feel like it's good or not can also be determined by whether or not it, you know, delivers on the premise it sets out to achieve. But, okay, you've probably noticed I'm in a fucking bad mood, alright? I'm in a foul mood towards Sonic today. I can't even fucking look at him right now. I can't look at... I got all these fucking action figures and I feel tortured by them. Like, they're all gonna start walking all over me and say, don't you like bowling?
Patchy, you know, he's like, SpongeBob betrayed us!
I feel like that. I feel like a mix between that and that fucking Noah Antwala outburst over fucking XCOM at that fucking convention that got his fucking co-workers blacklisted from a load of gaming press stuff. I feel like that. Okay, so, spoiler alert, I guess we can get to it. I fucking hated the Knuckles series. I hated it.
Okay, really?
Yeah, and obviously, no disrespect to anyone that does like it. I thought it was puppy dog shit.
Oh. That's bad. That's pretty bad.
I don't know if I would go as far as my former cohort in saying that it is the worst piece of Sonic media ever created. On one hand, you know, spend 10 minutes with Sonic Jam on the Gamecom or watch the entire Knuckles series. Okay, 10 minutes with Sonic Jam on the Gamecom, sure. Play the whole of Sonic Jam on the Gamecom? No, thank you. But,
Do it with a self-imposed challenge? Just don't.
Let me just...
reference to Frank's video where he played that game with a self-imposed challenge.
I think...
Mistakes, I've had a few.
If you really love the Sonic movies and don't take much issue with these being kind of predominantly human or didn't have much of an issue with human scenes or, you know, you don't feel like they need to dial it back at all. You know, maybe you thought Sonic 1 was fine, Sonic 2 was fine. I mean, I thought those movies were great, but as it was, if I was given the option to trim down on the human stuff, I'd absolutely take it. You know, I'd double up on the Sonic stuff, double down, no, not double, double up on the Sonic stuff and just half the human stuff? I'd do it.
It's really cool that double down and double up mean the same thing.
Fucking stupid, isn't it? But, so... Oh, I don't know where to begin with... Okay, before I go any further, Frank, what did you... You've only seen up to episode 5 now, haven't you? But, like, what do you think of it so far?
It is so damn boring. I'll give the first episode this. That was probably the most entertained that I was watching the entire show. But as you get through episode 2, 3, and 4, it's just... Like, the pace of the show just slows almost to a crawl, and it is insufferable to deal with.
Sorry, just one...
Do not hit...
One thing, your audio is a tiny bit spiky. Do you have, like, a jack slightly loose or something?
How about now?
That's better. Cactusing a little earlier.
Alright, apologies.
That's okay.
But yeah, it was just... Like, the jokes weren't hitting... The dialogue was awkward. Some of the acting was a little awkward.
It's bad, yeah. You know, if it can't be helped, it can't be helped. It's no big. Sorry. Please proceed.
Anyway,
let me see if Discord's input sensitivity thing will work.
Put it back in, Frank.
Am I good now or am I too quiet?
You're about the same loud, but like you're also still a little spiky. A little staticky, maybe, if that's the
much
right
much like phrase. Knuckles the Echidna. Sort of spiky.
See?
I don't want to fucking talk about that fucking kid.
Bring it back to the show. Okay, well, if it can be helped, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were saying, though, Frank? Sorry.
Like
Episode 1 was the most entertaining one, you said.
Yeah, it was the most entertaining one. It felt like the one where the most amount of things were actually happening. It felt like something interesting enough was happening. And then you get into Episode 2 where... Only one little thing happens, but they make it seem like this really long quest kind of thing, and it's like, just speed it up. And then
episode 3, I agree with that.
It's just like all this takes place. I feel like it takes place over one night.
Episode 3 was fucking excruciating. I did see someone say I kind of like the idea of like Knuckles at a family dinner. I want to just say I'm not opposed to it, but. That can't be kind of all there is. This is the kind of thing where Knuckles sitting down to a family dinner is something that will be more appreciated as an out-of-sorts kind of thing. If in the other episodes, he's adventuring. But the problem we have here is we're in the same fucking suburban homes all the fucking time. Constantly.
He does just kind of sit around for the whole show. Like, there are like 2 or 3 fight scenes that are admittedly very good. I thought the fight stuff in this series was really fun. Aside from
the
last
fights
fight.
Were okay, but there just wasn't a lot of it, and
came off as a little on the PG side, which I thought was fine. I was like, okay, you know what? I totally get, you know, these are. I'm not the demographic that wants, you know, it's like, oh, you know, they're actually making contact, they're actually punching each other in the face. Okay, I know I'm not going to be getting that. All right, that's fine. I can live with that.
Well, yeah, Knuckles isn't real, Frank. He can't really punch anyone.
You take that back.
But you know what would have been cool? If he was, like, fighting another, like, Sonic character or something? Like, if he wasn't just fighting agents with guns and he could actually, like, fight, I don't know, Knack the Weasel? Sorry, Fang the Hunter, rather. Or Metal Sonic? Or Rouge?
on the topic of these gun agents, first of all,
put a metallic mask on them so that way you can actually make contact with their face. So that way it actually does mean something.
Yeah, or you know, like we could have had egg pawns. We could have had like fucking egg pawns or something left over.
I like that. Like they show. Like first of all, I guess Gunn doesn't hire any sane people. Like they're all completely crazy, which is hilarious. But also the fact that they are very prominent in episode 1 and 2, and then they literally were gone for so long until episode 5, I think, that I forgot they were in the show.
Same, yeah. The buyer's a non-presence. I was wrong about them being called the Black Arms. Guess that rumor didn't come to be. So maybe we'll actually get to see the Black Arms later down the line. Just going through episode by episode, I agree with you, yeah, Frank. I think episode 1 was kind of the strongest, most well-made one. It's not my favorite of the bunch, though. But we'll kind of get... Sorry, go on, Dylan. What are you trying to say?
I took notes on each episode as I watched, and then when I got to episode 6, I stopped because I didn't care anymore.
Alright, so what did we all think of episode 1, then? Like, Frank, you've kind of said that it's a stronger one. I quite agree that it is the stronger of the bunch. Dylan?
Yeah.
I do think it's one of the strongest episodes. I love the intro with, you know, Knuckles doing his workout, and I like the Sonic and Tails dynamic, like, where everyone's kind of, you know, hanging out and trying to help Knuckles fit in, and I absolutely love the idea that Maddie has that line where she's like, huh, Tom's out of town, and I'm like, yeah, that's a code word for James Marsden didn't want to be
fucking another woman.
But, like, I think the family dynamic was cool. I didn't quite see Tom and Maddie taking Knuckles in as another, like, house person. Like, another family member.
I
thought he was just kind of living in the woods.
How wealthy are these people? Although I did like the acknowledgement that...
He's a small-town cop, yeah.
I did like the acknowledgement that they still have a hole in their house, though.
It's funny. I also think one of the things I wrote down was, I think the show looks good. You know, like, I think all the CG and stuff.
Yeah, visually it all holds up. It does look pretty cinematic.
His forehead creases are, like, that creepy.
Patrick Kamak was, it was very funny.
Okay, so, hang on, shit. Frank was just touching on forehead gate. What were you gonna say?
I didn't know that was a thing. I was just
saying. No, lots of people are talking about Sonic's forehead.
Okay, yeah, it's just, like, it looked really weird.
It's a lighting thing, it's just how it's lit, because I think Tyson Hess said the model hasn't actually been changed from movie to movie. It just depends on things like the render process and the lighting. I could care less. Like,
so every now and then he'll look like he has a six-pack on his forehead.
They're just little fucking dog eyebrow wrinkles, as far as I'm concerned. I could take or leave. But,
he does look like a dog a little bit, you're right.
But, yeah, episode 1 I thought was when it cut to Wade, though, at the bowling alley for his first scene, I was like, oh boy, this is dragging on. Like, yeah. And it's only his first scene, I was like, oh boy, if this is most of the show, we're boned. Like, it's over.
I'm gonna say this, before we go any further, the more I heard about the show leading up to its actual premiere or whatever, release, whatever, I kept hearing more and more about Wade, and for anyone who, I don't think anyone here has seen, like, the video that I made on, like, the first movie, so I'll just say it. I don't like Wade at all. He is my least favorite character in the entire, like, in any of the movies.
Aww.
So my enthusiasm for the show kind of went down a lot when I realized how much he's going to be a part of this show, so.
My thing with, like, I didn't mind Wade, especially of the old Sunset City gang. I was the most pro-Wade of the... I was the most pro-Wade of the bunch.
I thought he was fine.
Like, I liked Wade for, like, the couple of minute increments that he had in the movies. There's that bit where he's like, oh, there's a shootout going on downtown. No, just kidding, a duck stole a bagel. I was like, that's quite funny. And then there's the bit where he turns to Tails after seeing Longclaw and goes, is that your dad? I was like, okay, that's quite out of pocket. I do like that. What I didn't like was when he saw the Death Egg robot and was like, oh, it's like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Like, can it not just be like the thing from Sonic instead? Can it Does everything need to be compared to a different piece of...
That's like this thing from Sonic 2 that I played on the Genesis. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm not going to say that, but what I mean is, like, every time something happens, like, oh, the echidnas and the owls have been fighting each other for centuries, just like Vin Diesel and The Rock. Sonic gets by the car. I feel like Vin Diesel. He's like, oh, she was like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Well, he's the stereotypical not-so-great police officer who watches nothing but movies. He's like the fat guy from Hot Fuzz.
No, I also do kind of get it with Sonic because, like, his entire thing has been informed by pop culture, but at the same time, I don't need to be told this is, like, the thing from the other movie for me to like it. Like, it's good as it is, you know? Just have a little confidence in your own shit. I might be reading too far into it, but, like, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man thing did take me out of the moment of seeing the Death Egg robot for the first time. But is what it is. Me being pedantic, I do understand that, you know, they are trying to appeal to an audience that doesn't actually exist with those things. But, okay.
That is also another thing with the show that I've noticed is that, like, they'll try to come up with, like, a cool line or a funny joke, and then they try to add on top of it. They try to add extra shit to it, and it's and kind of takes me out of
there. There were a lot of jokes that went on way too long, especially like with the ESPN commentators. That shit went on for like 3 minutes.
Oh my god, that's
stupid. That was,
it went on so
I skipped
long.
A lot of the final episode because it was just like, the way I described it in my notes is when they first changed to Wade in the first episode and a lot of the whole thing. I know I was just talking about an Adam Sandler movie earlier. It feels like a very generic Adam Sandler movie when it's just Wade and his fellows on screen.
Yeah.
Like, it's like any random comedy movie that could have come out in the last, like, 10 years. But I do admit that I like a handful of the scenes. Because I think he... I don't know, I think the acting was great, for the most part, and I like some of the dynamic of him and other characters. I hate his sister. I think his sister was like...
Oh, his sister is...
Oh, we'll get there. We will get there. Trust me.
But, like, I think Wade has good chemistry with a lot of the other characters that he interacts with, and I think that works really well. It's just, in a series called Knuckles, I wish Knuckles was there. You know?
So, continuing kind of on the episode-by-episode breakdown kind of thing, Episode 2, I thought, was just fine. I was full of dread when I saw that Knuckles had been captured, worrying that he would get more bench than he actually did in that episode. When they had the I Need a Hero needle drop, though, I rolled my eyes into the back of my fucking skull, dude, because I was like, oh, it's so fucking relentlessly, aggressively obvious, you know? It's so...
Yeah, it's first time I've heard that much of that song, and I hated it.
It's so derivative!
It's been done a million times, but I just want to throw out this one part that Wade, okay, I like how he has the can of gas, right? And I'm like, oh my god, he's gonna set this whole place on fire, that's crazy. But he doesn't do that. He uses it to trip, it's Kid Cudi, right?
Also, yes. Kid Cudi was quite good in, like, the Sinister
awesome,
moments.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Although,
like,
there's
so
that one bit.
I like that. I thought they were gonna burn him, like, burn him and her and everyone in the house alive, but they don't do that. But then, immediately in the next scene of his little, like, memory thing, he fucking fantasizes about making an improvised blowtorch and burning that woman alive, which I thought was very scary. A thing to imagine to be doing.
The thing that really took me out of the moment for episode 2 was when Kid Cudi was threatening him, and then he gets a phone call from his mum, which goes on for way too long.
Oh,
like,
my god. Yeah, it really...
Like, does. What was even the point of that? Like, it was just to assert, oh, these gun agents are fucking goofy, but this is my problem with this show, is... The Sonic movies do have a penchant for kind of try-hard humor. I have always admitted that, as much as I love the Sonic movies, the humor doesn't really make me laugh much. Sonic Boom is funny. The Sonic movies are not, in my opinion. But that's not the reason why I like them. The humor isn't the reason. I like them for the action and stuff like that. The Knuckles show takes that try-hard humor and puts it at the very front and center of the show. And it makes for an excruciating watch, in my opinion. But, episode 2, we're not at the worst of it yet. I did like the scene where him and Wade actually have a bit of a heart-to-heart conversation of, like, what victory means to them. Because I was like, in this moment, Wade is not just loud, dumb man. He is actually feeling like a character for the first time in this show. So I kind of like that scene. On a whole, episode 2 was okay. Like, it's a 6 out of 10, in my opinion.
I give him an A for effort for trying to do something with Wade as opposed to making him the exact same character we've seen in the 2 movies. So, yeah, A for effort on that one.
Yeah, no, they definitely... It's interesting, because I think before I had mentioned something like, when you take comic relief characters and you make them the spotlight, it's very difficult for things to work. Like, because they just end up either being completely changed into, like, you know, someone's got to be the straight man that the jokes are played off of, yeah. And then someone's got to be the crazy one. But they're both sort of the crazy one in different moments and in different ways, and I really like the dynamic that they established. Like, I think, I wish there was more of it. I wish there was more of Knuckles and Wade doing things, but
that's my thing, is I feel
those
like
little
it,
moments,
I think it ran
have those
straight
little moments,
in to the trap
it's
of, like,
very nice. Like, it's like, and I could see what they were trying to build to as well, with, like, having the common issue of, like, things happening with their fathers. Obviously, it's different. You know, like, Wade's father voluntarily left. Knuckles' father was killed in front of him by an owl.
The comparison gets interesting, but we'll get back to that later.
The comparison does get interesting in episode 4.
Oh, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about, jokes-wise, too.
I was very shocked about...
Yeah, I texted my friend about it too. So, but okay, I guess we can kind of get into episode 3. Episode 3 for me borderlined on fucking unwatchable.
Yeah, that's the one that I took the longest to get through.
I despised episode 3. For starters, Wade. The thing is, I was saying just a minute ago, I think the show absolutely fell into all of the trappings of making the comic relief the main character, because Knuckles wasn't enough of a main character for us to have that duo dynamic. So we did just end up with Screamy Loud Man is the main character, ah, Knuckles! And then he pulls some more faces at the camera, and then, yeah, he's a big old clown. So then you take that and you add a sister who not only is more obnoxious, more hostile, but also, I'm not going to say the actress can't act, because I don't like making those kind of assumptions, but this performance is the worst fucking performance I've ever seen in my entire life in a project of this caliber, and I saw Madam Web earlier this year.
So somebody in chat was saying this earlier, wow. And they said that iCarly acting, and I was like,
you're being cruel to iCarly. I thought, like, so I think something that needs to be said is that James Marsden acts well opposite CGI characters. He acts like these are actually living creatures that are here. He doesn't act like he's doing a children's performance. He acts like I'm playing this character with all the reverence that it would take. Wade is played like a clown. There's a lot of face pulling. There's a lot of just, oh, I'm so silly kind of stuff. Then another one that stood out to me as someone that doesn't act well opposite CGI characters was the G-Wen agent lady. Can't remember her name, but she kind of plays the role like she's a school teacher in the fucking panto.
Yeah, it seemed like her dialogue is, like, very awkward, and it seems like almost an AI-generated thing.
It was funny to me, too, because in my notes I was taking, that scene where she's standing next to Knuckles, Knuckles in the cage, and she's like, you have no idea what I'm capable of, and I'm sure you'll know by the end of the... And I'm like, she's going to disappear after this, and we're not going to see any of the stuff she's talking about, right?
Yeah, we never found out what she was
and
actually
talking about. And it just happens, like, immediately. Like, after they get defeated, they're gone for 3 episodes, and when they come back, they don't... Like, we don't learn anything new.
Total nonsense.
I guess we learn that she was betrayed by Gunn, so to speak.
Not a single point was I convinced that she was actually giving her best for... God, it was just insufferable to listen to her.
And same went for Kid Cudi as well. You know, he almost convinced me, but... Then, okay, so back to the Shabbat dinner, though. Fuck me. Yeah, like, this was rough. This was rough. And then, yes, there is that joke of, like... Okay, so we've got Wade's mum, and her one singular character trait is that she's Jewish. That is it. That's all she fucking talks about. That is... All the whole thing is, even down to her going, Knuckles and stuff, I was like, oh, for fuck me, Jesus Christ. And there's that bit where she's like, so what's the story of your tribe, Knuckles? And it's like, oh, they got killed by a big owl. And she, you know, he's like, oh, they all got wiped out. And she's like, oh, my tribe's been through some hard times too, minus the owls. And I was like, Did they just go there? Is this the second time we're doing this in a Knuckles thing now? This is so weird.
It's just... That's the only moment of the series where I paused and I had to, like, take in the fact that they were comparing... I'm shocked that one went through, I guess.
Yeah, I'm
say.
Very, I'm very surprised
that joke went through.
Also, so, with what's going on in the world right now as well, you'd think that could also allude to something very controversial, and that would probably come across as very brain dead.
So, or tone deaf.
That's the one.
So, as I was watching the episode, Dylan messages me about that, and I'm just like, what? I had to go all the way back and find that specific, find that moment, because I guess I just heard it, thought nothing of it, just moved on. And then I heard it was like, oh shit, they act, I, wow, okay then.
Yeah.
I guess we're doing that.
I was legitimately shocked that that joke made it into, like, a kid's program. Like, that it just seemed very, like, something I would never hear. That seemed like that would be something that would be very off limits, unless the people who okayed it didn't understand what they were saying. Which would be very weird.
At some point in the future, we will get a question about that in some kind of Q&A.
Definitely. And you've also got the fucking Hava Nagila fight, where they're playing the Hava Nagila song while doing like a panning shot fight, which, to be fair, was actually quite well executed. But by that point, I was just so done with all of this, and I was like, oh boy, another Sonic movie boss fight taking place in a suburban home. Goody.
The thing I didn't like about that scene is... Well, I mean, I did like the little fight scene, but afterwards, how Mother Whipple said something like, we all came together and protected each other, and I was like, no, you didn't.
And like, then there's also...
Wanda didn't do anything, they just screamed the whole time.
There's also the bit where Wanda says to the guy with the chains, what are you, from a 90s video game? They love making references to 90s video game in this, and you know why? Because it's the one thing that these writers probably know about Sonic, is that it was a video game in the 90s.
Sonic came out in the 90s, yeah.
Yeah, they say early with the VR headsets, like, video games have come a long way since the 90s, and it was like, okay, we get it, he's from the 90s. Alright, what else? What else do you know about Sonic? You got anything for us? Which would then carry us over into episode 4, and I'm not giving anything away here, but episode 4 is going to be a divisive one. To some, it's the worst, to some, it's the best, and I would say wholeheartedly, it is the best episode.
Oh yeah? Okay, yeah. That's funny, because that's like the most Knuckles light episode as well.
I know, but the thing is, it's got the most Sonic shit in it as well.
References.
If that's what you're looking for, yeah. Like, I just think... Okay, so a lot of the Sonic references come from... Like, Wade is... He gets electrocuted, and he basically goes to the afterlife for a little bit.
Well, he gets drugged.
And he meets Pachacamac.
Well, let's not give too much away here, but,
They know he's in the show. Christopher Lloyd was cast.
I know, but they don't know what his role is. So I just want to kind of keep that hush-hush.
They know he's dead, he's a ghost, like, he's not
alive.
They don't
know necessarily what the context is, because I know that I was, like, speculating that this would be, like, a big Lebowski thing.
What happens is...
We're not telling him!
There's a rock opera, and yeah. I thought it was great. I thought it was very funny, and that's where most of the Sonic references are, and I felt like... I actually thought the opposite, I thought it was a little bit too in-your-face. I was like, I get it, the special stage from Sonic 2, I get it. You know, like...
Well, see,
it was fun visually. Like, it was a good scene. It was a good thing that they did. I liked the entire thing. And honestly, I think Wade is probably the best in that episode as well, because that's where he's learning to, you know, be a warrior, be his own man.
And it's funny how it all happens in a fucking dream sequence, as that actually has nothing to really do with Knuckles. But, the thing I liked about it was, even... I just like the charm of, like, homemade versions of Sonic Zones, and we don't really see much of any Sonic Zones in these movies or anything like that, so even if they are homemade, I'll fucking take it, you know. I would take that over another suburban home. And then there is one character who is a part of this fucking rock opera, and again, I'm not giving it away, but it put a huge smile on my face in that instant, and I was like, this is what aside from being a rock opera with Wade in a Knuckles onesie, this is what the whole show should have been. Like, because in this instance, even though it is being performed by Wade in a onesie, we're seeing stuff we should be fucking getting, you know?
So I'm going to say this. By the time you, if you do watch this, by the time you get to this episode, I think you'll figure it out.
Yeah. Maybe.
I thought nothing of this episode.
Okay.
I think at this point I was already checked out. I'm like, okay, this happens. All right, move, get it moving. Come on. So I honestly, I think that was the one where I just felt the most checked out of the entire show.
Well, for me, everything surrounding the rock opera bits was excruciating pain. But those bits there, I was like, oh, okay, all right, we're doing a little something here. We're telling us a little bit of Knuckles' origins, but it's being done in a really weird way. I could do without the way it's being told, but the fact that they're actually doing something here. Put it this way, if this show was six episodes of someone in a fucking Knuckles costume or a sock puppet or something, and it all had papercraft sets, but the show was actually about Sonic shit, I would take 100 of those over one of these big budget fucking things. Because it would actually be about Sonic. I would rather have a fucking sock puppet performance of Sonic the Hedgehog that actually has something to do with Sonic than a big CGI blockbuster fucking fecal matter turd sandwich fucking backdoor pilot for a stupid sitcom that fucking sucks.
Wow. Okay.
I have
one
strong...
of my favorite moments in it where I like when they're telling the origin of Knuckles, and they have him, they have Wade dressed as Knuckles and some guy dressed as Wade's father. As Knuckles' father. And as Knuckles' father is dying, they cut back to him, and he has been replaced with a Knuckles Muppet puppet with like a mustache and beard, and I like that was the hardest I laughed. Just absurd shit like that gets me all the time, like 100% of the time.
I did like that shit. It reminded me a bit of that bit in Sonic 2 where they walk into like the little Siberian place and the fish just goes run. Like I loved that shit. That's some Steve Hillenburg shit, you know? Like, and that kind of stuff is great. Yeah, episode 4.
I wish the entire thing was a rock opera. I think if the entire thing was a musical, it would have been a lot better.
Well, see, I'm very iffy on musicals, and I do get tired of the theater kids infiltrating fucking everything. Like, if their fandom exists, they have to have a musical episode now, because the theater kids are fucking taken over. But at the same time, it was better than the rest of the display, in my opinion, so I would have taken it over what we did get in the end. But that's another thing.
I still enjoyed it.
That's fair! No, I think episode 1 is, like, on most objective counts, better. But this had some of my favorite stuff in it. Like, for starters, episode 1 never had me as disengaged as the bookends for episode 4. The bookends were terrible. It's just when they went rock opera, I was like, you're actually doing something interesting here and something that actually honors Sonic mythology for once in this whole show. So I couldn't really be mad. To me, though, I know a lot of people say Knuckles is barely in this one. He's not in episode 5 and 6 for any more than he is in this one.
Yeah, but episode 4 is better than episode 5 and 6.
Yeah, for me, like, episode 4 was like, okay, it's an out-of-sorts thing. Then episode 5 rolls around, like, oh, so he's just not gonna be in it much now. And episode 6 rolls around, I'm like, checking my watch, like, we're coming up for the end now. When is Knuckles gonna be around? Like, where is he?
Yeah, episode 6, that like, I mentioned I skipped a lot of it.
The entire, the whole reason that Wade and Knuckles are, like, supposed to be, like, together or whatever, and Knuckles is missing through most of it.
Well, so without...
Where the fuck was he?
Without spoiling much as well, I'm not going to say what the final battle consists of, you could probably already guess it, but Knuckles does not take part in the final battle for much of it. It is mostly Wade versus the big bad.
Fuck this show.
Right. Like,
he gets knocked out.
So, okay, I will touch on Patrick and Mac's portrayal. I won't talk about, like, how he appears or what his role is or anything like that. But if you are hoping for Patrick and Mac to actually be in this, It's not fucking Patrick Mac. It is Christopher Lloyd doing a Christopher Lloyd impression. That is all it is Christopher Lloyd comes on screen, he acts goofy for a bit, he goes. That's all Patrick Mac is in this. Even down to the fact that, like, Knuckles is like, oh, the great Patrick Mac. It's like, mate, he was a fucking war criminal, buddy. Which tells me that we're never gonna get that fucking Sonic Adventure adaptation. Because why would we ever want to see Chaos when we've got characters like Pistol Pete? Remember when the other day I was saying, this universe cannot survive without Dr. Robotnik. This is our first installment into this universe without Dr. Robotnik. And our villains are fucking Kid Cudi, the comedian lady. We've got fucking Pistol Pete.
FBI agent.
But Pistol
and,
Pete.
And the buyer, who is even more of a non-presence than fucking Dr. Eggman was in Sonic Prime. Which is crazy.
My first note about Pistol Pete was just, Pistol Pete is a sex god. Because he comes on stage and he's just immediately like...
He does what on stage?
The hottest shit you've ever seen. Like, to everybody around him, it's so funny.
He does exude a certain confidence. But, so, let me kind of explain why this show has rubbed me up the wrong way, as it has with a lot of people. And why it's rubbed me up the wrong way as bad as it has. For starters, it went to the Madam Web School of Marketing. It's misleading. It's misadvertised. If they had advertised this show as what it actually is, they know nobody would watch it. If they announced a Wade Whipple spin-off series with Sonic characters as supporting cast, nobody would watch it. Yet here we are doing that. But it's also kind of... I hate using the word offensive. It's insulting, as far as I'm concerned, to Sonic that they've got so much that they could work with here. There is so much to work with when it comes to Knuckles as well, and they did absolutely none of it. All under kind of the excuse of, I guess Knuckles can't carry a show by himself, we've got to make it about a human surrogate. And the reason being, oh, it could alienate potentially new fans. But no one ever fucking became a fan of Sonic because it had fucking comedians in it. That never fucking happened. This, the target demographic of this show, it's not kids. Because the cartoon characters are barely on fucking screen. So it's not fucking kids. It's not Sonic fans. I can see why they only invited fucking TikTokers to those premieres now. Because if they invited fucking any Sonic fan, fuck me. The fucking internet would blow up. But then it's just... The target demographic of this is someone that went to see fucking Toy Story 3 and the parents said, oh, my kid liked it, but for me it was just a bit too Toy Story. There are too many Toy Story characters, too much Woody, too much Buzz, too much Ham. Oh, I can't keep track, so alienating. I need fucking Jimmy Fallon to show up and play an FBI agent. That audience doesn't fucking exist.
Much Ham.
That audience doesn't exist. No one fucking said that. Imagine if they made a fucking Beyond the Spider-Verse, and the film's mostly live-action and centers around a guy called Pete and... okay, maybe a bad example of a name. Not Miles. James! Imagine it centers around a guy called James who wants to go to a fucking bowling tournament, all while fucking Spider-Man versus The Spot is happening in the fucking background. Are you insane? Like, that's the thing. Fundamentally, this shoots so far in the most fucking arbitrary, stupid direction that makes me wonder who the fuck would want this. Like, remember when they announced this and everyone was like, this is their chance to expand this universe, introduce a few characters here so you don't have to do too much legwork when movie 3 comes around. Where? Fucking where? Fucking...
Now they don't need to develop Wade in Sonic Movie 3. He's all developed now.
The worst thing about this for me is...
They need to retcon him.
As a Sonic show, as a Knuckles show, it fucking fails. This show shouldn't be called fucking Knuckles, because it is not his show. He's a supporting character. He gets screen time in the first 3 episodes, but he's a supporting character. But then as a sitcom, alright, so, oh, okay, this is for the parents. It's too fucking juvenile. The humor is too juvenile. For, like, a fucking adult to really enjoy, at least as far as I'm concerned. I'm speaking for myself here. But I don't think this works on a single level. At least with Sonic Prime, they were honest about it. This is a show for kids. It works for kids. I think kids would enjoy Sonic Prime. Sonic Underground at least has Sonic in it! Fucking... This is the pits. This is terrible.
As someone who was a kid watching Sonic Underground, can confirm Sonic was in it.
He was in it.
Not missing for.
He was never underground though. Like what the fuck? He never went underground.
Well, it's a metaphorical underground, okay?
Nothing is underground.
The thing is, I did get a little emotional as I was watching this. By which I mean I was feeling kind of a little stung as I was watching it because I really liked the movie universe. I really liked these movies, and I thought, you know, I'm fine with humans being a part of Sonic. Being a part of Sonic, not fucking Sonic being a part of humans. And fuck me, at least when we had fucking James Marsden, he was taking it seriously. He wasn't a fucking clown the whole fucking time. This, for me, it's just anything that wasn't great about those previous two movies is dialed up to 100 here. It's like, imagine Sonic 2, but the whole movie's the fucking wedding scene, and you get 6 minutes of Sonic in the middle of it. That's what this is. And it's just, it's made so much worse by the smorgasbord of potential for a Knuckles TV show. And people are saying, oh, it's budget. Budget's the reason. Well, maybe, save a little fucking money on those needle drop tracks and use some fucking Sonic music in there. Episode 2's ending credits theme has a new theme music for Knuckles. It's a new vocal track, and it's supposed to be 80s pop. Anything but use Unknown from ME. Anything but fucking rap music in this Knuckles TV show. Because I don't think there is any fucking rap music in this show. But we gotta get I Need a Hero. Fuck!
Okay, I'm not going to say that there was something resembling it in episode 5, in the very beginning of it. And as I was hearing, it was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Dude, one of the first fucking lines, like, from the song, is like, I think it says, damn, it feels good to be a gangster. I had to pause the thing again. I was like, oh shit. They said damn.
The thing I was also thinking.
They also say hell. They say hell in that episode as well. Episode 5 has the most adult language.
The thing I was also thinking, though, is, okay, if you can't do a Sonic show that focuses on Sonic shit in live action, you need to reevaluate whether or not these TV spin-off shows are a viable option. Because you can't have much more like this. If you have more like this, it's getting run into the ground.
I have a feeling we are not going to get another one like this.
I fucking hope so. I think what they should have done...
I still hope that they don't.
I think what they could easily have done is go for a simpler animation thing. It could still take place in the movie universe. You could have fucking... Don't cast Idris Elba. Cast a sound-alike as Knuckles. Don't waste all that fucking money on licensed music. Use Sonic music in the show. Fucking fancy that.
You could just cut the you could cut the use of licensed music, and I think that'd probably be more than enough.
That'd be enough, but like also just the score is generic as fuck. Like, it bugs the shit out of me how it kind of just feels like that wealth of great music is just disregarded. Some people say it's a rights thing, but no, it fucking isn't. It's only a rights thing when it comes to anything Dreams Come True worked on for the original Sonic trilogy. Anything else is more or less free reign. Crush 40, Jun Senoi's tracks, Tomoe Iwatani's tracks, they're all free reign. But, oh, apparently the general public can't hum those in the way that they can Green Hill Zone, so it's not worth it. Just have a little violin going, and that'll fucking do it.
It's fucking terrible. Pup is fucking popping off today.
I'm livid because I was really looking forward to this show. I'm infuriated, and the worst part is my excitement for Sonic 3 has been replaced with dread because I am so confused by the priorities and how something like this could make it through. I think...
Apparently, only the pilot episode was directed by Jeff Fowler.
Yes.
They had other people working on the rest of the series.
Director won't make much of a difference, though. But, I mean, they'll make a difference, but they're not going to change the fact that this is a Wade show. But I do know that this is from a different writing team to the movies. But again, I do not like to place the blame on individual writers, which is funny I say that after making a joke about how the probably only thing they knew about Sonic was that it's from the 90s. That's not serious. That's hyperbolic. But I don't like to say this can be pinpointed on a specific person. Because the thing is, if a writer comes in and turns in a completely shitty script, Paramount would just say no, you know? I mean, they clearly did, but I think this, you know, must have been what they wanted. I don't like blaming individuals for any of this because I know that it's such a collaborative process. There's a lot that can go wrong. There's a lot that can get lost. So I really do want to meet it on those terms. But goddamn, this show, not only was it a bad fucking sitcom, in my opinion, it was a bad Sonic project, and it's made worse by the fact that a Knuckles show should have been the easiest fucking thing in the world. You don't need a million bajillion bucks to pull it off. You could have an animated movie, start it off with an animated James Marsden and Tika Sumpter, who aren't voiced by them, voiced by soundalikes, have Knuckles be like, "Ah, oh, I'm gonna take the Master Emerald back where it belongs." He goes back to Angel Island. Emerald gets stolen by a mysterious bat. He hires the Chaotix Detective Agency. They go on a quest to get the Emerald back.
They'll want to spend episodes figuring out who these other... Actually, no, they don't even do that with the gun agents. Never mind.
But anyone who is telling me that they would rather have what we got in the end than a show about Knuckles and the Master Emerald and Angel Island, even if it was a low-budget animated thing, you gotta be joking me! Okay, I don't want to say that. I don't want to be disrespectful towards people with a different opinion. But I can't fathom it, is what I mean to say. I can't comprehend it.
No, sometimes it's okay, pup.
What is? I can't comprehend it. I really understand that this is such a subjective thing. So I really do not want to come off as disrespectful or bullheaded.
It is.
I'm not Nick, but I'm fucking around, but you know, I
love this character. Like Knuckles, like favorite character in the series. There's no close
he second. Deserved better.
He deserved so much better.
Yeah.
I wish I could get as mad as you were. I wish I could go on a rant like you were. But I think just from this and my general, I'm just so burned by this entire series. It's a bunch of things that piled up on this. But at least with the movies and the show, I could have been very optimistic towards it. And then as I was watching it,
the thing that also struck me is like... Episode. It also struck me, though, was when I was editing my video on it, I had to kind of go through bits of clips and stuff from trailers and stuff, and I was just looking at Sonic and Tails, and I was looking at Knuckles, like, I like you guys. I like you guys. I like this version of Sonic, this version of Tails, and this version of Knuckles. It's worth mentioning, this is the version of Knuckles that really restored Knuckles' image in the public consciousness from being a fucking dummy dum-dum to actually, you know, a kind of an Echidna warrior kind of guy. But we have a good thing going on here.
Wave to actually being... fucking decent for once.
Exactly, but we've thrown him into, like, the worst possible story that he could possibly be put in, and his only role in this story is to be like, yes, your Earth customs are not so bad after all. I noticed that Idris Elba did slip into British a couple of times, by the way, but, like, I did notice that was a lot.
What is this fish here? I think it tastes very good. I like your Jewish traditions, Mrs. Whipple.
Like, there's just a lot of that. I'm drifting into Venom right now. You could remake this with Venom, and it would probably be actually a little better.
It would be...
I
kind of
want that.
Indeed, we are going to crash the dinner party. No, Venom, we can't do that. Yes, we're going to crash the dinner party and go and bowl a 300-point game.
Like, get the Tom Hardy Venom a spin-off series, man. That would be sick.
Venom 3 The Last Dance comes out, and it's just a complete reskin of the Knuckles Paramount Plus series.
Do you know how easy it is to make a Tom Hardy Venom script? Just have... Yeah. Venom says he wants to do something a little outrageous. Tom's like, no, you can't do that! And then Venom's just like, yes, we're going to go to Lucky Strike and bowl a 300-point game!
Eddie, like, I want to go to race in the Indy 500.
No, Venom, we can't race that. In the Indy 500.
Yes, we're going to race in the Indy 500.
All right, wait, here's a question, though. Why is that okay for Venom, but not for Knuckles? Just, I'm not trying to be, like, contrarian, but I'm just curious as to why your reasoning is. Because, like, feel like someone could very easily say the exact same thing. Venom would never do that. He wouldn't want to race in the Indy 500. You know?
So Venom 1, I think, is a boring... I think Venom 1's boring as fuck. I think the second half is okay, but the first half is boring as fuck. I look at Venom 2, I'm like, this is far from ideal. But, like, the movie has just so much artistic shithousery in it that I cannot possibly be mad at any of it. If Knuckles were balls to the walls, if it were as fucking balls to the walls as Venom Let There Be Carnage, we wouldn't have a fucking problem. But... here's the thing. Venom Let There Be Carnage had Carnage as the main villain. It didn't have fucking Pistol Pete as the main villain. They used stuff from the mythology. Anne is from the Venom comics. The cop guy, he goes on to become Toxin later down the line. They've got this world, more or less. Where, and they are adapting little bits and pieces from the comics. Are they doing a brilliant job of it? No. But they're doing it, at least. Whereas Sonic feels like someone... Well, okay, so the Knuckles guy. Okay, I'm Mr. Knuckles Rider Man now, okay? Again, I'm not blaming this on the actual writer, but I'm in the headspace, all right? Okay, so we're doing a TV show about this Knuckles guy. What do we know about him and stuff? We got some games here, we got some comics here. Who gives a fuck about any of that? We're gonna make this about Wade, our own character. We're gonna do our own thing, because that fucking shit stinks. That's not marketable. People be alienated by that. It's not like there's a fucking over 30-year history of people liking Sonic and it being like one of the most...
No, This Wade guy is gonna be very likable. Like, he likes American Gladiators. One person from American Gladiators a little too much. He likes movies and
I was
bowling and... Yeah, moving on.
I was playing Sonic 1 the other day. I'm not Pop in this instance, I'm movie producer. I was playing this Sonic 1 the other day, and it's a clear cult classic with the kiddies and stuff, but adults are just gonna find this too alienating, you know? We gotta have fucking Wade Whipple in this thing, you know? We gotta...
I felt like a bit of a nerd as I was playing this.
Yeah, I saw this whole fucking, this Spring Yard Zone bullshit, and this fucking Marble Zone and Labyrinth Zone, and I thought, that's so fucking stupid, bro. This needs to take place purely in suburban neighborhoods, you know, like...
And Reno.
And Reno. And Reno. That Casino Night Zone thing, oh man, they were really cooking with that one. So you know what we did? We had a casino at nighttime in our show. It was fucking fantastic. Even down to... Okay, I'm gonna sound like a right pedantic fucking asshole here, but that little bit at the start of episode 1 when Knuckles is on the obstacle course, if the Mario team had done that, that obstacle course would have had the layout of a Sonic level. Because they did that with NYC in the No Sleep Till Brooklyn scene. And it's like, after that, I cannot be impressed by just that, you know? I'm gonna need a little more than that. And this is the thing I find so insane here, is people are still saying, oh, if they did all this fandom stuff, it'd be too niche. My brother in Christ, I don't think the Super Mario Brothers was a great movie, but they went all in. It nullifies all arguments when that movie made $1 billion at the box office. And here's the thing, the Mario movie is adapting stuff that, when you think about it, beyond the gaming community, would be far more niche. Because think about it. It's got fucking mushroom people in it being fought by plumbers and big fucking turtle dragon monsters in a world made of fucking mushrooms, whereas Paramount are like, what's that talking animal movie? Oh, we can't do that. Talking animal movies aren't a tried and tested formula or anything, you know? I'm mad. I'm just mad, right?
Well, a lot of people like Ted the movie, like, cool. You know, about the little bear, so I feel like they could have gotten away with just, you know...
If it were better.
Making a good thing.
If it were better. But, like, Ted the series. Ted the series. I've only seen the first episode. But Ted the series.
I haven't watched those.
It's better than Ted the movie. The first episode of the Ted series is the best Ted movie of the bunch. By a long shot. But here's the thing. We don't have funny man Seth MacFarlane working on the Knuckles series. And that's the problem.
Looks like we're in the mood for a bit of a TED talk, huh?
Shut the fuck up, Dylan. Just shut your goddamn gob, man.
You heard
this is what happens when I get like...
Series, if we get a sequel series, needs to be a Family Guy show.
Get Seth MacFarlane on it. He can write family shows. He's done it before. And I don't just mean Family Guy shows. I mean... Get fucking Johnny Bravo era fucking Seth MacFarlane. I was watching Cow and Chicken the other day. And I saw the red guy, the fucking devil dude. And I was like... He should be Robotnik. Like, he'd be wonderful as Robotnik.
Oh, man. But yeah, this Knuckles show is pretty bad.
I want to see Robotnik, like, trap a load of animals by putting, like, an RV trailer out and going, FREE TRAILER! Like, that would be good shit. That's my Robotnik.
That is a really good character, I gotta be honest. Like, that's... I wasn't super into Cow and Chicken when I was a kid. I didn't like, understand a lot of it because I was a stupid child. But like watching back on it, the red guy is fucking hilarious.
Well, I never
kills me every single scene.
I never watched Cow and Chicken, but my buddy Dom, who was on the show last week, I was just antagonizing him in the flat, as I always do. And he goes, you know who you are? I was like, who? And he's like, the devil from Cow and Chicken. I was like, you think I'm the devil from Cow and Chicken? And then he shows me a compilation, like, first of all, he kind of packing. Secondly, this guy's hilarious. If you think I'm like this guy, I'm game.
That's actually a good comparison.
This is the big thing. I could have forgiven so much of Knuckles as a sitcom with a Knuckles in it if it were funny. And I understand humor is subjective, Murray, but I have all the facts. No.
It's the authority on humor.
It needed a little more Knuckles. It needed, like, them actually fucking training.
You know?
Because if you've noticed, that was never there.
You know who would have nailed this? You know who would have nailed this? The Boom Writers. The Boom Writers would have nailed this.
Zack Snyder.
No, not Zack's. No, 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 God, no, no. But, like...
Snyder cut us, like, 3 more episodes.
I think Zack Snyder, if he did this, he would have just been like, this is the Angel Island saga. And it would have been a big biblical epic. And it would have fucking subtitles, just like the fucking story path names from Shadow the Hedgehog. Like, fucking Prelude to a Requiem would be like the first episode. And speaking of other things that let me down, the fucking Rebel Moon movies are fucking ass so far. But I'm waiting for those director's cuts. But... the Sonic Boom writers on this would have probably actually
nailed
it.
You took 40 years off my life by saying
that. What? What are you talking about? Oh, saying, okay. The Boom writers would have nailed it, though, because the Boom writers took Sonic and made it mundane and made it work. Like, that's the whole thing. Is like, there's no big giant plots to rule the world or anything like that. There's no, you know, big Robotnik schemes. Robotnik's a naughty neighbor as far as things are concerned. And they could do an episode where, like, Knuckles is just going to get a fucking newspaper or something. And they could make it funny. That's what the Boom Riders did. That kind of comedy would lend well to this Knuckles TV series. Had they done it, they could have at least made this work on its own terms, I think. But what we have here... you know, just, and that is my opinion on the Knuckles show.
There was
that was thorough.
Episode.
And spoiler
free. Episode. Yeah, it was.
I have not seen it, so because
I actually didn't fast forward it. By the way, that might be the reason why I'm so pissed.
I skipped many, like a
you,
bunch.
You
of
skipped.
You know, funny. In my notes, in the previous episode, in episode 5. I was like, holy shit, why is Wade and his dad so wholesome? Like he pulls out the mixtapes he made and sent to him over the years. I was like, holy shit, this is so nice. And then immediately, his mom is like, watch out for that guy, he's bad. And then he immediately turns on them, and I was like, oh.
But like, I remember, though, seeing where he's like...
Episode 6 is like, I feel like I've seen a movie... about bowling, or like I've seen an episode of something about bowling.
There's a million and one.
It was
There's
just
a million.
That. So you know, so I skipped this. Past it, and then Knuckles shoots through the wall, and he's like, be careful, and I was like, oh, here we go.
So, I'm a wrestling fan, and I saw that betrayal from a mile away.
Careful, guys, careful, spoiler territory, I'm just realizing.
What do we spoil there?
Just play it safe. Just play it safe.
All right.
The way you've been describing this show, I don't believe anyone would be like, damn, I gotta go watch this.
I know, but I like to... So, I have a policy. I have a policy when I do, like, my spoiler reviews and stuff.
Give them a chance.
Everybody should watch things for themselves. If I say the show is shit, what I mean by that is I want you to see it. And I want you to form your own opinion. And ideally be just as pissed as I am. No, but I genuinely think... I wouldn't say to people, don't watch this show. I'd say, if you're interested, check it out. But know that I think it's shit.
I'm going to say this. You'll enjoy episode 1.
And if you're a theater kid, or you just like the shithousery, episode 4 might have a couple of things for you.
And if you like long, boring dialogue, episode 3 is for you. And honestly, I do not want to know what else you're interested in watching.
And if you like being fucking bored, episode 5 and 6 are fucking ideal.
My notes were, like, for the most part, positive. But, like, I do understand all of the negativity with it, and I do agree
You could also, never like, there understand
was, I was
my
able
pain.
To enjoy some parts that I think other people didn't like. Maybe because I went into it being like, I know this is going to be the Wade Whipple show, so maybe I'll just try and get invested in Wade's shit. And maybe that's what did it. Maybe that's why I didn't
no,
get
but that's
in
the thing is, I tried. I tried. You know? I really tried. I wanted
like, I just,
to like
this.
This
I like this whole story, and I think it had some good beats to it. I think it's just, it shouldn't have been 6 episodes long. I think there was not enough to really justify it. And they could have gotten everything done probably in like 4 episodes. And I think it would have been better.
I really tried to watch it. I really tried to enjoy it, I swear. I did not go into this wanting to hate it, I promise
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's not amazing. It's not like a... I wouldn't say it's a good Sonic show. It's definitely not a good Sonic show. It's not
if,
like
if
even...
If you feel it is, complete, I fine. If you feel it fine. Is, fine. You do not have to clip the teeth off of your opinion just because I'm here pissed.
No. I totally agree, because like, I do get why everybody doesn't like it. It's just like... I don't know, maybe I'm just in a good mood today when I watched it. I was getting bored by the end of it. But like, I mean,
you did skip lots
of
it.
I liked some of it. No, I only skipped stuff in episode 6, that's it.
That's still skipping! I didn't do
I
that.
Shit, it was bowling, I don't care. No, but
all I'm saying is you probably skipped, you might have skipped the big thing that pissed me off so much. I know you didn't.
I know you didn't.
I
on episode 6.
No, nothing major happens in episode 6. Just the finale of the show.
Yeah, oh, yeah, like the little freeze frame ending.
Oh, shit, there's a freeze frame?
Yeah, spoilers, sorry. They do the end thing where they jump in the air and they freeze frame and it goes to credits.
Is it like Sonic Heroes freeze frame?
No,
my favorite part.
Stupid.
My favorite part of the final battle was where Knuckles hopped into a mech and flew into space and they did an Ikaruga-style fucking top-down shooter fight. That was... Oh, oops, I got it confused with a much more... I got it confused with a way more satisfying ending. Oopsie doopsie poopsie.
And even then, I didn't like it. I did not like the show. To me, it was not a good Sonic show, or Knuckles show for that. And it was also just not a good show in general. I will finish the 6th episode just for the sake of finishing it.
Do it.
Probably never
it,
watch it
bitch.
Again.
Don't skip any of it, you big puss, alright? They're like pussy Dylan over here, you know?
Yeah, no, I will not be skipping back. I will not be skipping the episode if I have to go back and because I misheard something. Fine, but I will finish it and then I will never watch it again.
You know what? The opening credits were pretty good.
Yeah, it was nice. It was charming.
I do like the opening credits, yeah.
And
I
like
their cute little thing.
I like how in the opening credits you see a little illustration of Angel Island. Why can't we fucking have these that's things, right. man? God damn it!
Hold on, wait. I like this most recent comment in chat. Man, I pity you Sonic fans for the stuff I genuinely don't care about. What are you doing on the Sonic podcast, then? I don't get it.
it's me. He's here for me. No, he might be here for you.
I don't know!
No, Tom, no, shut the fuck... Don't fucking... Right, Tom Topic's in the chat here. I know he doesn't pay, but he's also, like, he's alumni. You know it's bad when the opening's getting... Brother, Peacemaker! Peacemaker! Peacemaker is an amazing show. The opening is the best bit, but it's an amazing show. Just that the opening is really fucking amazing.
Also, yeah, there's like also, don't worry, but like, oh, the thing, like, what was it? Pity you Sonic fans for stuff I genuinely don't care about. It's okay. You can pity me for a while because, the last couple of things I have not enjoyed as a Sonic fan.
You don't have to pity me for long because Sonic 3's coming soon and that's going to be amazing and I'm going to love it. Definitely nothing can go wrong. This won't backfire.
Aside from the movies, the last thing I genuinely, well, actually, yeah, the movies
someone
are the last
that.
Few things that I've genuinely enjoyed. Never mind.
I loved Frontiers. I loved Dream Team. I liked Superstars.
Dream Team was nice. Superstars was...
Oh, wait, I just remembered. There's a bit where Knuckles says, oh no, in episode 2. Never mind. We're good. It's a good show. They took from the lore. It's all, he had a hat, too. He had a hat. That's perfect.
They have the hat.
He did the drill thing in as well at one point with the flaming fist.
I will say,
10 out of 10.
As he was on the motorcycle, I wish he kicked the dead weight off of it, but I forgot, oh crap, he's actually crucial to the plot, unfortunately.
Also, it's funny that he rides a motorcycle in this, because now it's going to make Shadow the Hedgehog look like a copycat.
I can't wait for Shadow the Hedgehog to be riding a motorcycle around, and it will be set to, not I Am All of Me, but I don't know, some fucking...
It's a highway to hell.
Wake me up before your go-go thing.
I thought it was going to be like the wake me up inside shit, and I was like, oh god.
Actually, that would go kind of hard, to be fair.
Dude, oh, Evanescence on the soundtrack, let's go.
Yep, we do not forget about the grapes.
I do enjoy the planet's grapes. Yeah. Okay, I will say the bit where they're like, oh, we it's a powerful enemy, and it cuts him just eating grapes in the car was quite funny.
We're finding the positives. There's not many, but we're finding them.
Looking for the good in bad shows. Do you guys want to... I have not a PowerPoint party, but I do have a presentation of sorts. Gentlemen, are we here?
Before we do get to that, we did skip something, and it was like the Sonic Dream Team DLC.
Fuck!
We completely skipped that. Let's just go to something a little more positive.
Have we all played
Have
we played the Dream Team DLC?
No.
I have not. I've only seen someone stream it, and it looked alright.
I've played it.
I thought the game was fine. You know, it's nothing amazing, but I'm just, you know... I guess expectations I had for it, it kind of matched it.
From what I from my experience of the Dream Team DLC, the Sweet Dream Zone, it feels like there's a trend between this and Final Horizon, in that we're getting these new DLCs which showcase a slightly new spin on the level design that pushes the gameplay a little further, and also really ramps up the difficulty. I think Dream Team's DLC is a bit more sure-footed in terms of overall design than Final Horizon was, but it did draw attention to some elements that I don't care for so much. I'm not jazzed about the way, like, if you run up a ramp, you'll sort of lock into kind of falling back down it again. And there's a lot of that where you need to fling off of a ramp, so it can be quite... It took me a second to kind of figure out that it's like, okay, jump at the ramp. And it's kind of... I don't know, maybe I'm complaining about... I really have very little to complain about, though, with the DLC. It's very difficult, but it's well-designed. It looks visually quite nice, even though it is quite asset-dumpy. Because everything is... everything is designed quite well, it looks good. What? What are you pleasing about?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. Forget it.
Well, you want to taste my...
Dumpy.
Want to taste my dumpy?
That is... That's one of my least favorite things you've ever said to me, I think.
I'm gonna shit in your mouth.
Oh, why do I come back every week?
Oh, God. The money.
Yeah.
So I do have one little question. Let's say someone had a scat fetish.
No, okay, I'm vetoing this, whatever the fuck this is, immediately.
Do you know where I'm kind of going? Like, you got the poop nozzle,
no,
right?
I don't
like,
know
if
where
someone,
you're going.
If someone had a thing for eating shit, that'd be kind of ideal, right?
No!
You got the poop nozzle! They can just put their lips around it. Gulp.
This is not what I signed up for.
I'm leaving, bye.
Oh man, he's gone. Frank!
Yeah, no, I'm still here.
I'm glad we're buddies.
I'm afraid of the next thing I was going to hear.
Dude, my computer is like disintegrating right now.
It's the computer's fault. You just left.
No, I left on my own volition. But my computer is just having like a ton of issues today. I don't know why.
Computer's taking
like
a shit.
Super slow.
Did you guys want to see my little mini presentation, which isn't a presentation?
Please don't tell me it's about the last topic that we just...
It's not about Knuckles. It has nothing to do with Knuckles.
No,
that's not what I was talking about, but okay.
Oh, it's got nothing to do with poop either.
Okay, cool. Then yeah, let's see.
Alright, I think I've found the worst Sonic vocal track.
Okay.
Alright, so I'm gonna... Let me just live stream on this end. It's hard to do this while doing the other thing, but okay. I think I found the worst Sonic vocal track ever made. You'll have to let me know if you can hear it, and I'm gonna play it through the speakworth for people to listen to, and we can kind of react to it, okay? You guys ready?
I've heard this song before, though.
Have you heard this version of it?
I don't know. Oh, no, maybe not.
No, I have not. I forgot all about this game.
This is Greenlight Ride, the Wall 5 remix, and I discovered it very recently, and it's very funny. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to skip it forward a few steps. You'll know this as the loading screen music in the game, because this is the only part that actually plays in the game. But... are you guys able to hear it okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright. Just wait for the drop. Wait for it. Wait for it.
I hear it already.
Oh.
Fucking drill wisp.
What have they done?
They fucking took the drill wisp to it.
Ew.
Isn't that ugly?
Ew.
No bad, wonder right? It only plays for like 6 seconds.
This
can't.
This game has like a really good soundtrack. What the fuck is this?
Oh shit.
Are you ready for a little encore? Just let's let Johnny finish his singing. Let's let Johnny finish.
This isn't official, is it?
It is official. This is in the game. However, they only play a few seconds of it in the game.
I think they knew.
They must have known, right? I mean, this is very Eurobeat, but it's fine, this bit.
No,
I don't like it. This bit's not that bad.
I don't like this bit, but it's not, like, objectively awful, but then... here we go.
Oh, don't do it.
Get ready.
This sounds like they forgot to, like, take something out, like a placeholder thing.
The comments are quite funny, too. We know Sega allowed a yellow wisp into the studio with this one, lads. Okay, so Greenlight Ride, but what if the drill wisp had a seizure?
I am sharing a brain cell with this comment section, apparently.
I'm gonna end it there. That's enough of that. But
oh god, that's over.
There
that gave me, like, upset. That made me upset.
Yeah.
I hated all of that.
Is this from the Sonic Symphony? That would be insane. If they fucking played that at the Sonic Symphony. Or like anything.
Remember everyone would jump up and be like, yeah, it's time!
Can you imagine if John Gioeli got up there and they played this version of the song?
And they have like the lights just like, just going towards the beat. I think that would probably...
he would even be like, what is this? What are you doing?
And you just see like the most confused look on his face like, what?
What, is everything okay in the booth?
Someone's just going to town with a drill.
So that was from a little unknown game called Team Sonic Racing. You might have only heard about it for about 3 days.
There you go. Shall we move on to the couple of super chats we got?
Right. Yeah, let's go.
All right. We've got two, so I'm going to leave it to you guys. Dylan, you want the first one?
All right, yep. We've got...
Porker.
First of all, it's Josiah Roviarosa. Sorry about that. $4.99 US dollars.
Oh, so you know that currency then. That's fine.
I do know the US dollars, yeah. Plot twist. In the end of Sonic 3, Shadow succeeds and blows up the Earth, killing all humans, and the gang has to move to a more entertaining world. I like this guy.
Yeah. As long as this guy knows what he's talking about. Up in that entertaining world. There, I said it.
Yeah, that's when fucking Knuckles is like, this is my home. I'm like, no, come on, don't. Why you gotta be so bland, man? Go somewhere interesting.
Why you gotta be so bland?
And, Frank, have fun reading this name out. Enjoy.
I don't even know where to begin with that. That's not, I don't even think that's English.
Well, there's numbers in it, which is unusual.
Okay, so it's a, I believe, well, I mean, there is a PH, so that makes the F sound.
Pfeiffer, BB. For this this isn't Pfeiffer, that difficult.
BB, 10 team, TM, nah, fuck it.
Just treat it as Miag. Miag.
Is that?
Treat the J as a Y, I think.
I'm just gonna say Pfeiffer.
Just read the thing. It's fine.
Imagine a Robin spin-off focused on Jim Gordon's unfunny partner. That's how I felt about the Knuckles That's fel. That's how I felt. Oh, I read it as felt. That's how I felt about Knuckles if Maria wasn't. Wait, what?
Say, that's how I feel about Knuckles. Human. Go on.
That's how I felt about Knuckles. If Maria wasn't human, would she even be in movie 3?
So just put a full stop after Knuckles. That's for you, Frank. Yeah, funny you mentioned that, because, yeah, as far as we know, the first female character to get adapted from the games is the one that gets capped in the face.
Are your English working? I could paste what the super chat message was, and you could try reading it and making sense of it.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And then we've got one more. I'll take this one. From C-Man. And they send $2.99 dues. So, I just watched Knuckles. Huh. Interesting. Enjoy staring at the ceiling.
I'm glad you watched it, C-Man.
Well,
hold on, I want to see this comment Frank was reading. Imagine a Robin spinoff focused on Jim Gordon's unfunny partner? Question mark. That's how I feel. Fell about
the
Knuckles
one you...
if Maria wasn't human.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go on.
It should be.
My bad.
And now you see where my confusion came from.
Yeah. No, I'm
just
not
imagine. Just imagine a full stop after Knuckles. There, you'll be fine.
That's how I feel about Knuckles. Yeah.
I
don't
sorry,
feel anything anymore.
It's gotta be there. I'm kidding.
I don't know what this currency is. I don't know where it's from. As far as I'm concerned, they did well. Fuck up, Frank. You're named after currency.
Oh?
Yeah.
Do I care?
You're named after a red hot sauce. So, yeah. I'll do it.
No, I believe the red hot sauce is named after me.
Where do they use that as currency? The hot sauce?
I just love the idea that, like, there's someone at, like, Buffalo Wild and they see, like, a little bottle of hot wings and they're pregnant and, like, I know what to call my kid. Red.
Okay, I'm not gonna drop the super chat thing just because, yeah, the other part of that question is if Maria wasn't human, would she still be in the third movie? Is she still getting shot?
Nah, they'll keep her alive so she can become a recurring character and replace Amy.
Oh, God.
And then she's okay. The one that talks Shadow out of it.
I'm not 100%. I feel like that could work.
She's like, brother, I'm not even fucking dead. I'm right here.
Brother.
Well, okay.
It was probably not a show worth watching at 4 a.m. down under. I feel bad for you. You have my sympathy.
We should think of something happy to think about. Right, what's a happy thing to end on?
I think I got it. Wade Whipple.
No, shut up.
Cool man.
Happy thing, he's, okay?
Happy.
He's so cool.
I don't want to think about fucking Wade. So
there was a never mind.
Yeah, no, Demetrius is right. Paper Mario next month
that came out.
Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door is the worst game I've ever played. It's objectively bad, and I hated it.
I hate you.
Yeah, so basically, that's an in-joke to a stream that I did with Little Garrula 64 over here, when I just trolled him. He didn't realize I hadn't even played fucking Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door. Oh, one more.
Ooh, why do we live? Just to suffer? $2 USD. I don't know why I said it like that. Shadow driving a motorcycle to grandson's Maria.
What?
What?
I don't even know what that means!
I read that so confidently, too. I have no idea what you mean.
I actually did have something a little more positive we could talk about.
Okay.
Okay.
Breakfast food. Especially at IHOP. It was okay.
Alright.
All I had.
Pop, you gotta look in the back rooms right now.
Okay. No, 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 no,
no,
no!
It's happening.
No, 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 no!
Okay, for those who
want to know, I'm putting it on screen. I'm putting it on screen. No. No!
This is.
I'm saving the file as no!
Channel pub.
I swear to fucking God. I swear to fucking Christ. I'll fucking blow up the city. I will find the CEO of Paramount.
I don't think you can say that, dude.
I will...
Sunset. He's gonna turn Sunset City into Exclusion City.
Look at this fucking thing that stupid Badnik mechanic sent me in the fucking backrooms chat. Motherfucker. No.
He's gonna need a mechanic.
No. No.
Thank you, Badnik mechanic.
No. You sit the fuck down. You get the fuck off the couch, and you sit on the goddamn floor, motherfucker. I don't ever want to see that again. That kind of shit. I'm gonna make an example of this bullshit.
Let's end with something positive. Pup loses his goddamn mind.
I am about to officially lose my marbles.
This implies you had marbles to begin with.
When will you learn? When will you learn? That your actions have consequences!
Evil Dalek, that was not what it was.
Son, you go-
Please never say that again.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna kill a motherfucker just to see how it feels.
Alright, see you later, everybody.
Well, okay, Frank, what are you up to, pal?
Realizing that Rouge is gonna talk about being a jewel hunter.
The real Rouge,
every bit of screen time she has, she's gonna talk about what it's like being a jewel hunter. Without giving any descriptions.
But will she at least be a sexy bat?
No.
I'm sick. Dylan, what are you up to?
I'm releasing a video on Friday. This Friday upcoming. And hopefully weekly again after that. I don't know what it's going to be yet because I have a couple things in the works. But we'll see.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
How was it? Oh, I don't know. They're all garbage.
Just at a point of quoting Christian Bale, I'm that pissed.
Pup, what are you up to aside from being extremely angry?
I'm very, very angry. Oh, fuck, the skeleton's here.
He's really angry.
I blame children, Eddie Riman.
Is it alright if I give a real answer? Oh, God.
Yeah, of course it is. Go on.
Okay, working on a few videos. One of them, obviously, still working on a Mega Man Game Boy video. I don't know how I got to this point of not finishing it, but aside from that, I want to make a video on Mario RPG. I just finished the remake a few days ago, and I love it.
Yeah!
I just want to talk about how much I like it. And then, I'm also working on a video on the Mana series, since Visions of Mana is coming out in the summer, so that's going to be great.
Badass Alfred. Well, Dylan, are you going to ask me again?
Yeah, Pup, what are you doing, aside from being extremely angry?
There we go. I have just... If you can't get enough of me being a pissed off little pup, I have released my spoiler review of the Knuckles series, and it's a bit less deranged than the ramblings I went on today, but the frustration is still there. I also pitched my own idea for a Knuckles movie. So... Fuck.
Nice, okay.
And yeah, that's what's happening, dog. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dog.
I'm glad we're buddies, all of us.
And that's what it takes to be infinite.
Shut up, Frank.
For fuck's sake.